Pittsburgh commissioners were alerted to the most recent 1,4-dioxane contamination at the town's board meeting Monday night. The latest discharge of this likely carcinogen occurred on November 3rd. However, downstream communities like Pittsburgh weren't notified until November 8th, just this Monday. Town commissioners like John Bonitz said that is unacceptable.
Citizens are asking, why hasn't this gotten out? And why is this board learning about it so late? No fault to staff, clearly, but it's just a really bad situation that Greensboro is able and allowed to do this and not notify us so that we can turn off our intake and shut off water withdrawals from the river for the time when the slug is passing our town.
The reported discharge into the Hall River found 767 micrograms of 1,4-dioxane per liter, according to town officials, which is far higher than the EPA recommended 35 micrograms per liter. At this time, the source of contamination is unknown. And this is not the first time Greensboro's T.Z. Osborne Wastewater Treatment Plant has been non-compliant this year. In July, the city of Greensboro reported another excessive discharge of 1,4-dioxane into the South Buffalo Creek, an offshoot of the Haw River. Pittsburgh town manager Chris Kennedy said the source of that water contamination has also still gone unidentified.
There was an independent investigation that found that they could not determine the source. Obviously, that was a frustrating answer for the town. But now here we are again, some 5-6 months later, with a 20 times over the limit discharge of 1,4-dioxane into the Hall River.
Water samples in July showed chemical levels to be 15 times higher than what is allowed and 20 times higher than what is recommended by the EPA. This placed Greensboro in violation of the special order by consent held between the North Carolina Environmental Management Commission and the city, which was established in February of 2021. Now, with the original discharge of the 1,4-dioxane occurring 5 days before the town was alerted, the town manager said it's likely that the chemical has already made its way downstream into the town's water supply. However, they won't know for certain until samples are tested. In the meantime, Commissioner Kyle Shipp said this contamination is and should be preventable, and he is willing to formally ask for both assistance and answers from the state.
We're clearly past good faith at this point with the town of Greensboro, city of Greensboro, and the state in terms of how they're dealing with this, and that they're not taking it seriously because it doesn't affect their water. It only affects our water.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.